lady used to, after somebody died, they wore black clothing, say they were dressed in mourning. A child's ill, a doctor comes and he says, everything will be all right, but still,
don't worry.
You get an ache in your joint, might be arthritis, might be
rheumatism. What's the difference? We sometimes wonder.
So, all I know is I kept getting arthritis until I asked it that way. Now I get rheumatism. We just don't have one. How would you describe, if you want to use the word painful in a sense, describing that condition? You might say that the painful.
I didn't get your meaning now.
You want to describe this condition, rheumatism.
Oh.
You want to describe it and use the word painful.
Oh.
To end the sentence. Say the...
Arthritis in my back was very painful.
No, that's not just rheumatism.
Oh, got to say rheumatism. Oh, all right.
Or something like it. Yeah.
All right. My son-in-law has rheumatism, which is very painful.
Children used to die of this. They choke, well, something like
croup. Oh, diphtheria.
And sometimes their skin has turned kind of yellow, their eyeballs have turned yellow, they have pain.
Jaundice, I guess.
Sometimes your pain in the right side, you double up.
Appendicitis?
And if you eat the wrong things, you feel kind of funny here, you lean over the fence and...
What? Belch or vomit?
You have to lean over the fence and go?
No, I guess not.
Do you have any joking terms for vomit? Jocular
expression? Puke.
You ever hear skin of goat for that?
No, never did.
If you're sick here, you might say, somebody else is, he's sick, stomach. He's sick.
Sick to his stomach.
Not at his
stomach.
No. Or in his stomach.
No. Sick to his stomach.
The neighbor heard some good news. Immediately he came over.
And called?
All right. Well, we hear good news. We have to get him. He has to talk. So he came right over.
What? And told me?
So, but you can tell. He came right over.
To tell me?
To tell.
Oh, yeah.
Not for to tell me here.
No, no.
Young gentleman shows up at the young lady's house time after time. You might suspect that he's...
courting?
Courting. Sparking?
Sparking is old.
Going with?
Sure.
Keeping company with?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting up to?
No, not particularly.
And he doesn't show up anymore. You might suspect that she...
That jilted him?
That she, give him anything?
I gave him the mitten when I was a boy, but I've not heard it for years.
The noisy serenade after the wedding is called the...
Chivalry. Not all that's in the English word. It's just chivalry.
The fellow that stands up with the groom in the wedding.
Best man.
And the lady stands up with the bride.
Bridesmaid.
Call them waiters. After service is over, they're officially